I mentioned last week I'd received a tip about a killer who was found not guilty of murder on mental health grounds. The case is a very notorious one. I can't name the killer because he's appearing before the Mental Health Review Tribunal, which means his name is suppressed. The man killed a stranger in a random attack in Sydney more than a decade ago, but was found not guilty because of his schizophrenia. Since then, he's been detained in a psychiatric facility at Long Bay. I've been contacted by somebody close to the victim, telling me the killer is due to face the Mental Health Review Tribunal today. His medical care team is applying for him to be moved from Long Bay to a medium security ward at Cumberland Hospital, which is out of Parramatta, where he would be eligible for escorted day leave. Now, those close to the victim are very concerned about their own safety, and particularly if he should be transferred. They're also concerned for the wider community. This killer has taken advantage of a legal loophole while in custody to legally change his name. So he went into the facility under one name, which I can't use, and in jail he's changed it to another name, which I can't use. Now, the loophole has since been closed, but it's not retrospective, meaning the killer's name remains different to the one he had when he first was admitted. We've contacted the New South Wales Minister for Mental Health, Prue Goward, to see if anything can be done to prevent this killer being moved and given day release. The Minister has examined the matter and her office has come back to me with this statement. In New South Wales, the Mental Health Review Tribunal is an independent body. However, under the Mental Health Forensic Provisions Act of 1990, the Minister for Mental Health can make submissions to the tribunal. The Minister has instructed the legal representative to appear on her behalf at the review today to make a submission on the case. I hope they're successful because this man is very, very dangerous. It's 20 minutes away from the